play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Should we try to go down to Tom Youngman for our announcement of our starting lineups? Looks like we don't have Tom. Okay, well, let's run down the starting lineups. First of all, for Illinois Valley Central, starting at one guard will be Erica Larson. She's a 5'4 junior. The other guard is Alexis Eckhoff, a 5'4 junior. They have a third guard, Shayna Von Ostrand. She's their leading scorer, averaging 12 points a game, a 5'9 junior. It's Jamie Mann at forward, a 5'9 senior, and Caitlin Hines, a 5'9 junior, will be at the other forward. So across the front, they go 5'9, 5'9, and 5'9. For the Silver Streak, starting at one guard will be Kaylin Boyston, a 5'5 sophomore. Starting at the other guard is Haley Kelso, a 5'4 senior. At one forward is Casey Williams. Williams is a 5'8 junior. The other forward is Sabrina Clay, a 5'9 junior. Clay is Galesburg's leading scorer at 11.8 per game. Shaylee Florine, the sophomore at 5'7 or at 6'1, will be in the middle
center
for
the
Silver Streaks.
A 6'1 sophomore, number 54.
There
Shaylee
he is.
Florine.
You can turn him down. I've given it. So Shaylee Florine will be in the middle. So for the Silver Streaks across the front line, Florine is 6'1", Sabrina Clay is 5'9", and Casey Williams is 5'8". The Lady Ghosts of Illinois Valley Central are dressed in their white uniforms with the maroon numerals. They have Lady Ghosts in maroon across the chest, and you were looking up the origin of the Lady Ghost nickname, and, well, we've heard like three different stories, right? One was that it was a football the football field was shrouded in fog, and they said that the uniforms made them look like ghosts out on the football field.
Yeah, two main stories, according to their website, is that, number one, either that the whole story about them being on the foggy field and they look like ghosts out in the fog, that was from around the 1940s. There's another story on their website that in that same kind of time period, they received, at the time they were called the Maroons, and they got new uniforms that were gray, and they were standing in the hallway after a basketball game, and an opposing coach or an opposing fan came up to them and said, "You guys look like gray ghosts." The head coach at the time for IVC decided that he liked that moniker and ran with it, and it's gotten them such acclaim that back in 1987 they were added to ESPN's Nickname Hall of Fame, and they were inducted back then. So it's a real interesting stories either way, but kind of, you know, we enjoy those cool monikers that you see around the state of Illinois.
And, of course, Galesburg's one of the most famous nicknames, the Silver Streaks, coming from the Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy Streamliner back in the 1930s, I think. I'll have to ask Tom Wilson.
Galesburg, 1939, I think I read the other day.
Galesburg dressed in the black uniforms with silver streaks and silver across the chest, and Shaylee Florine wins the opening tip, beating Jamie Mann. Galesburg going from right to left. here at IVC. Florine outside the three-point line. Here's a pass into Clay, left-handed layup, no good. The rebound, Van Ostrand. For IVC, back come the Grey Ghosts. Erica Larson all the way down loses the ball, and we're going to get a travel called on her. Larson went right into the lane, right to the basket, but walked going through the paint.
Yeah, she could just go a little faster than she probably needed to be going, or faster than she could control anyway. Picked up the ball and couldn't get the pass out right away.
Back come the Silver Streaks right to left. Florine between the rings, now to Boydston. Boydston dribbles out to center court, right-handed dribble. Now back on the left side. Zone defense for IVC into Florine in the paint. One dribble. Had to throw it back out to Kelso on the right wing. Kelso now with a left-handed dribble beyond the three-point line to Boydston. Boydston drives in the inside the three-point line. Now to Williams, left wing to Clay. Clay now back out to Williams, now to Kelso. Kelso holds the ball over her head to Casey Williams, now to Boydston. Streaks will have to reset against this zone. Now left side Clay, cross-court pat to Kelso. Kelso in the corner now will dribble inside the three-point line. Gets it to Williams, who takes the three-pointer, and it's good. Casey Williams with the three-point basket puts Galesburg on the board. It's 3-0 Silver Streaks, full-court pressure by the Streaks. It comes into Larson. Larson in the backcourt gets a bounce pass ahead to Hines. Now over the timeline, Van Ostrand. She has the ball tipped away by Williams, goes down on the floor, fought for. Williams comes up with it. She couldn't hold on. We'll get a held ball as diving on top of Williams is Erica Larson, and on the alternating possession, the ball will belong to Illinois Valley.
Well, defensively, the Grey Ghosts are coming out with that 1-2-2 look that was successful for Geneseo against the Streaks on Saturday.
Von Ostrand will throw it in, gets it in now to Larson. Larson drives inside, pops it on the left wing to Eckhoff, who takes the jumper, no good. The rebound's going to be pulled off. Boydston, down to Clay. Clay in the paint will put the shot up, no good. Rebound Williams, right back up, no. Rebound again Williams. Now the ball's tipped away, picked up, and it's going to be picked up by Hines, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here.
Well, good job by the Streaks going right to the rim with that one. Unfortunately, they weren't able to successfully get a basket there, but you got to like the intensity they're showing on their press right now.
Foul's going to be called against Casey Williams, her first team foul against the Streaks. Full court pressure. Von Ostrand in the backcourt gets it to Jamie Mann. Now ahead, down court to Hines. She'll take the left-handed jumper, left side no good. Rebound Sabrina Clay for Galesburg. Outlet pass to Boydston. Ahead now in the break to Kelso. She'll take the pull-up jumper in the lane, miss the rim. Florine the rebound, right back up and through. Shaylee Florine with the offensive rebound in the hoop. 7-0 Galesburg. Now the half-court pass. We'll get a whistle. We're going to get a timeout called by head coach Mark Lowe.
Yeah, good job right there. Shaylee, nice job running the floor. That's what you always want to see of your post players. She got down there in a hurry, and even though Haley was off the mark with that shot, Shaylee was able to get down there, get that rebound, and put it back up and in. A little side note about Haley. We talked earlier, or last game anyway, about her injury. She kept holding her left. It looked like she was holding her left shoulder. I had a chance to talk to her parents before the game. They said that goes all the way back to the beginning of the season. I think it was against the East Peoria or maybe Metamora. She dove into the bench area of the visitors' bench area during the Thanksgiving tournament. She hurt herself, and then it got re-aggravated. It's probably been re-aggravated several times this season, but last game she ran into Sammy, and it re-aggravated, and she's got bruising again, and that's why she had some pain, but luckily for the Silver Streaks, her parents said that they don't think it's going to affect her tonight.
Larson now brings it up court.
Stepped on the sideline.
And she stepped on the sideline right in front of the Galesburg bench.
I think the Galesburg coaching staff was nice enough to assist the officials with that call.
Our officials, Jay McDaniels, Gary McDaniels, and Jerry McDaniels.
They all sound like they have the last names.
Yeah, Jerry and Gary are identical twins. Left side, Boydston. Here's a backdoor pass to Clay. She puts it right up and through. Sabrina Clay with two baskets here in the first quarter. 4 points, and it's 9-0 Silver Streaks. Full court pressure now. Alexis Eckhoff gets it down court. Eckhoff back out back to Larson, but Larson couldn't control. It's going to go out of bounds, and Galesburg will get it back on the Lady Ghost turnover.
Four turnovers already for the Ghosts. They've only taken two shots in this game, so six possessions. Four of them have resulted in turnovers. The other two missed shots.
Hallie Shirley in. Caitlin Heinz out for IVC. Kaylin Boydston out. Raina Gully in for the Silver Streaks. Raina Gully on the attack right to left, which is east to west. Tried to get a pass to Florine, but it was tipped away by Erica Larson of Illinois Valley. It'll be Galesburg's ball right in front of the Illinois Valley bench. Casey Williams will toss it into Raina Gully. Gully between the circles now works on the right side, back up to Williams. Left side, Kelso. Kelso now back up to Casey Williams. Williams to Gully. Gully looking for Florine. One dribble to Williams, who's going to take the three-pointer again, and it's good. Casey Williams with 2 3-pointers in the first quarter. 12-0 Silver Streaks. Now here's the half-court pass. They got it ahead to Jamie Mann. Mann on the left side. Now got it down to Shirley. She'll put it up in the paint. No good. The rebound right back up by Mann. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. We're going to get a whistle and a foul called here.
Oh, we are going to get a foul.
Yeah, I didn't think so at first, but we are.
I didn't think so either because it looked like it was a clean block by Shaley, but they're going to say she got some of the body. Again, we go back to the whole swinging the arm down thing. That's where she got called again because it looked like it was clean, but you always give that perception to the official that it wasn't when you do that.
Shaley Florine's first, second team foul on the Silver Streaks. Jamie Mann, a 5'9 senior, makes the first free throw. Florine's going to go out. Sammy Thompson in. Casey Williams out. Lexi Daniels in for Galesburg.
Well, Casey might like this gym, Jim, because it was last year she was 2 for 3 from three-point range in this gym.
Van Ostrand goes out for IVC. Jamie Mann makes them both. IVC's on the board. It's 12-2. 4:37 to go first quarter. Here comes Gully up top to Lexi Daniels, left side Kelso. Pass was over Kelso's head, but she was able to grab it. Now to Daniels, back to Gully. Gully now works and has the ball picked right out of her pocket by Erica Larson, but Larson couldn't control after the steal. The ball goes out of bounds on the far side. Jay McDaniels will give it to Lexi Daniels, and Galesburg will throw it in. Daniels comes into Gully. Gully now with 4:22 to go in the first quarter with the dribble out front, and they've gone man-to-man defensively. Now they get it back out to Sammy Thompson. Thompson gives it to Gully, and Gully will reset the offense to Clay. I think they go in now inside. Let's see what they do. Left side, they get it to Gully. Gully, now to Daniels. Daniels fakes the three, drives the foul line right. Now out to Kelso. Kelso's going to drive in. Tried to get a bounce pass to Clay, but she was moving the other way. Intercepted by Erica Larson, who brings it back up for the Lady Ghosts. Larson all the way down to the baseline, but she's...
Ooh.
No, we're going to get a push.
I thought she had a carry before
the
push.
I thought she stepped on the baseline.
Well, we're going to get the push. This will be the second foul on the...
This is Sammy.
Excuse me, the third foul on the Silver Streaks.
Sammy Thompson's first. As Eric said, the third team foul. 3:50 to go first quarter, 12-2 Streaks. Comes into Larson now on the right wing. She got it in the corner now to Candace Rudolph, who's into the game. Rudolph down inside to Shirley. Back upside to Larson, who'll take the three-pointer, and it's good. Erica Larson with the three. Makes it 12-5 in favor of the Silver Streaks. Back comes Gully. Gully now to Sammy Thompson. Thompson outside the three-point line, now to Daniels. Daniels drives the foul line. Back up to Clay, right side Gully. Gully now got a pick from Clay. She's going to take the 15-foot jumper air ball. The rebound pulled out of the air by Jamie Mann of Illinois Valley. Mann got it out to Larson, and Erica Larson brings it up now for the Grey Ghosts. Got it to Eckhoff on the right side. Eckhoff with the dribble. Now back out to Rudolph. Left wing Larson. Inside now to Shirley. Shirley double team. Got it to Larson. She'll take the three from the other side, and it's good. Erica Larson with two straight three-pointers for IVC, and it's 12-8. Inside now to Clay. Clay looks like she got hit underneath by Eckhoff, but no whistle. The ball bounces away and picked up by IVC, and now back come the Lady Ghosts. They're moving left to right. Erica Larson will bring it over center court for Illinois Valley Central. Bounce pass now, top of the key. Here's another three-pointer, Jamie Mann, no good. The rebound, Sabrina Clay for Galesburg. Back right to left come the Streaks. Here's Gully down quickly. Right side, Daniels. Back up top to Raina Gully. Gully with the ball over her head. 2:20 to go here in the first quarter to Kelso. Kelso drives inside the three-point perimeter. Threw it back out to Gully right side. Now Daniels to Thompson. Back out now to Gully. Gully now with the dribble. Works against Larson, and they'll get Erica Larson for the personal. Her first team foul on the Lady Ghosts.
I didn't think the Streaks were going to get the call there because he was a little slow with his whistle, but finally, the whistle did blow. A good job by the Silver Streaks to run the offense, but I think they're having a little bit of a hesitation, if you will, Jim, picking up what defense IVC is in, because when they started the game in a 1-2-2, then they went man-to-man. It looks like they may be back to the 1-2-2.
The man-to-man seemed to have given them trouble. You're right, they are back to the 1-2-2. Boydston now back into the game to Clay. Florine also back in for the Streaks. To Boydston. Boydston right side. Daniel stays in, but Boydston dragged the pivot foot, trying to get the ball to Lexi Daniels on the right side. It'll be Illinois Valley's ball. Galesburg's going to put the press back on in the backcourt as it'll be triggered inbound by Hallie Shirley. Shirley now throws a bad pass, and it's intercepted by Boydston, not a Williams. Bounce pass to Clay, and Clay puts it up and through. Great pass from Casey Williams to Sabrina Clay. Clay has 6 points and is 14-8. Now Larson has the ball tipped away. Ball goes on the floor. Boydston dives. She's going to pick it up. Now in the dribble, got it to Clay. Clay hands it off to Florine. Left side, Williams. Williams now back up top to Boydston. Boydston looking in the lane for Florine. Now Boydston will bring it out high on the right wing. Got away from Larson. Got it to Florine in the paint. Florine will put it up off the glass and through. He was off balance and looked like she got hit, but Florine gets the basket right in the lane, and it's 16-8 Silver Streaks. Back on the attack now comes Maddie Horak, who's into the game. Horak goes down, and we'll get a whistle.
And it's going to be out of bounds on the Silver Streaks. It went off the foot of Lexi Daniels and out of bounds.
So Candace Rudolph will throw it in for the Lady Ghosts of Illinois Valley Central. Looking, try to get a bounce pass into the lane. Instead comes in on the left side to Erica Larson. And now the ball was tipped away by Boydston of Galesburg. Out of bounds, it'll be Illinois Valley Central's ball. Demi Johnson comes into the game. Going out is Erica Larson.
Alyssa Carl coming into the game. She's going to get Sabrina Clay here.
So Clay will get a rest. Galesburg will have Alyssa Carl, Casey Williams, Shaylee Florine, Kaylin Boydston, and Lexi Daniels. It'll be triggered inbounds by Rudolph. She comes into Horak. Horak now up top, drives the right side. Ball tipped away by Williams out of bounds. Candace Rudolph was there, but they say it went off Williams.
Well, a good job, though. The Streaks are doing a nice job finding the passing lanes, getting their hands in there, and at the very least tipping the balls away. And even if they're going out of bounds, and IBC's retaining possession.
Horak goes all the way to the basket. Couldn't shoot the left-handed layup. Tried to do it both hands. It was a bad shot. She missed it. And the rebound, Florine. Now Boydston got the ball. Had trouble in the backcourt, but brings it over center court to Williams. Now to Boydston. To Florine outside the three-point line with 50 seconds to go first quarter. Carl now. Bounce pass on the right side. Boydston. Backdoor to Florine. The ball was tipped away out of bounds, but they say it went off Illinois Valley.
Well, I think IVC went back to the man-to-man. Like you said earlier, it gave the Streaks some issues because they were looked like they were running their zone offensive set, and then nobody realized that it was a man-to-man.
Yeah, they've had better luck. Streaks have had better luck against the zone. Here's Daniels with the three-pointer right side, and it's good. Oh, Lexi Daniels open for just a second, and she nails it. The Streaks have three threes in the first quarter, and it's 19-8 Galesburg. Now stolen away at center court by Boydston as a press works this time. Boydston now to Casey Williams here on the near wing. Williams gets it out now at center court to Kaylin Boydston. She holds the ball up over her head. Now out to Daniels. They're going to run it down for one shot with 21 seconds to go, but Boydston lost it. Now ahead on the fast break to Horak. Horak had it knocked away by Daniels, and now we'll get a whistle and a foul called here.
We're going to get a foul on Lexi. I thought Lexi had a clean look at trying to swipe that ball, but that was not the call. And then the tough thing here for the Silver Streaks, Jim, is they wanted to run for one last shot, but the Gray Ghosts weren't going to let them. So they were pressuring on the ball, and Kaylin didn't know what to do. She was trying to follow directions and hold for the last shot, but she was getting intense pressure before the steal.
First on Lexi, fourth team foul. 11 seconds to go now. It comes in on the left side. Now they'll go back, tried to get it back up top. The ball tipped away, goes out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's ball.
Eighth turnover of the first quarter. 4.5 seconds left. Streaks are going to have one opportunity to get this one in the air probably.
Florine will throw it in to Kelso. Kelso takes a couple of dribbles. She'll bring it down. Comes all the way down at the buzzer. Puts it up no good, and that's the end of the first quarter with the score. It's Galesburg 19, Illinois Valley Central 8. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Storage tank rupture, and for miles, chemicals were pushing up against the riverbank.
This was a big, big deal, and it was going to have a serious impact on communities up and down the river.
I remember the moment. This local guy came up to me and said, they call the guard out for this stuff?
You probably thought we were all about hurricanes, tornadoes, fighting Mother Nature.
Hey, it's a chemical spill. It's a disaster.
It affects the water supply, threatens wildlife.
We're talking about the health of entire communities and people's livelihoods.
You bet we're ready for these kinds of things. We were out there with booms to prevent the spill from expanding.
We're responsible for protecting and monitoring the sensitive wetlands.
I also remember the moment that same guy came up to me and said, I don't know what we would have done if they hadn't called the guard up.
Learn more about how you can protect your friends, families, neighbors, and the environment. Everything that makes up your community. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bob and Tom mornings and pure rock all day on the Laser.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson from Illinois Valley Central in Chillicothe, 19-8 Galesburg as we start the second quarter. It comes into Demi Johnson now, and she's going to work the point on the right side to Maddie Horak. Horak now will get a pick, dribble the foul line. Horak now had the ball tipped away. Raina Gully guarding her as the Streaks are man-to-man defensively. And now we're going to get a whistle here. What was it, travel?
Yeah, traveling, I think it was a traveling violation.
So now Williams will bring it back and give it to Raina Gully, and Gully crosses center court for the Silver Streaks. The boys are trailing Dunlap 22-12 in the, end of the first
second quarter?
Second quarter. Kelso on the left side. Galesburg leads here 19-8. To Florine at the high post at the foul line. Now Kelso from the left corner, no good. The rebound, Raina Gully for Galesburg. She tried to get it back up. She's going to be fouled and shoot two as Maddie Horak gets her first second team foul on the Lady Ghosts.
Yeah, good job by Raina. She snuck down into that weak side position, got herself in a spot where she was going to be able to get an offensive rebound if it came off long, which is exactly what happened. And now she finds herself at the free throw line.
She missed it. She's a 58% free throw shooter on the season, 24-41.
42 now.
One more for Raina Gully, the 5'5 freshman. She can give Galesburg that 20 points and a 12-point lead. She missed them both. The rebound controlled by Casey Williams, though. Back out to Gully, now to Kelso. Kelso will reset the offense, hand it to Gully as Kelso goes to the right wing, far right extended. Now to Williams. Back now to Clay, to Gully. Gully with the ball. Now comes cross court to Clay, but Clay's going to be called for the travel. Just a little hesitation on the part of Sabrina, and Galesburg turns it over. Full court pressure by the Streaks, just underway in the second quarter. Here's a half court pass. They tried to get it to Hallie Shirley. It was tipped away by Gully, and Galesburg gets it back on the IBC turnover. Here's Raina Gully now. They're back man to man defensively to Williams, now to Kelso. Into Clay. Clay with a couple dribbles, put it up. She was hit, no whistle.
Oh.
Rebound Florine pulled it out of the air. She tried to get the pass out. She was hit, no whistle, and it's picked up by Candace Rudolph. Rudolph gets it back out now to Larson, who's back in the game. Erica Larson now works the top of the key. Now tried to get an off-balance shot out from the right side of the paint. It was a bad shot, and it was picked off by Clay out of the air. Back comes Galesburg now. Right side Williams. Left side Kelso. She'll take the three-pointer, no. The rebound comes out and is picked up by Demi Johnson. She has the ball tipped away by Kelso, and I think Kelso is going to be called for the foul at center court.
Yeah, she was trying to go for the ball after she tipped it and ran through her. That last possession for the Great Ghost, probably not something that Coach Lowe wants to see very often. We've seen Larson go out of control into the lane a few times now, and that one especially, she just drove right into Shaley, and Shaley's got an obvious size advantage. Meanwhile, Larson's 2-for-2 from three, so you'd think the 5'4 guard would try to keep it on the exterior.
Williams just runs right into Larson in front of the Galesburg bench, so Casey's second, six-team foul on the Streaks. Comes in now to Erica Larson. Larson now bumped into by Gully, and we're going to get a foul called on her. They're going to call it the other way.
Oh, okay. Well,
they're going to call the foul on Caitlin Hines.
I was going to say, because, at that other end of the floor, we saw both post players kind of get manhandled or at least hit on their shots, passes, and nothing was called, and they were letting a lot go.
Hines' first 13 foul in Illinois Valley Central. Gully now for the Galesburg Silver Streaks to Kelso. Alley-oop inside, now to Florine. Turnaround jumper, and she's just murdered.
Yeah.
Back bad. And so we'll get a whistle and a foul called.
Well,
we're calling on Hallie Shirley, her first fourth team foul against the Grey Ghost. Florine at the line.
Well, all I was going to say was, you know, that's the thing. You've got to keep going to it, even though they didn't get the call last time down the floor. It looks like this time down the floor, the officiating crew was looking for it and made the right call.
Shaylee Florine makes them both. Boy, there's something you want to see. 21-8 Silver Streaks. Florine goes out. Williams goes out. Gully goes out. So Clay's in along with Kelso, Daniels, Thompson, and Boydston for Galesburg. Comes into Erica Larson. She's triple-teamed at center court. Was able to get a pass over to Candace Rudolph, still in the backcourt. Now Rudolph crosses the timeline. Got it down to, here's a shot up by Hallie Shirley, no good. The rebound, Lexi Daniels for the Silver Streaks to Boydston. Half-court pass now to Kelso. Down to Sammy. Thompson puts it up, no good, but the rebound, Clay, right back up and through. Oh, the Silver Streaks running the court well. Sabrina Clay has eight. Back on the attack now comes Illinois Valley, and we're going to get a shot by Kaitlyn Hines that's going to be good, and a foul called against Galesburg.
Yeah, that'll momentarily at least stop the Galesburg run, which had gotten up to 11-0.
Sammy Thompson commits the personal, her second, seventh team foul against the Silver Streaks. Candace Rudolph out, Jamie Mann in. Also out is Hallie Shirley. At the free throw line is Kaitlyn Hines. She has just that basket that she just scored. She misses the free throw. The rebound controlled by Sammy Thompson. There was some contact between Thompson and Jamie Mann. It looked like Mann kind of pushed her out of bounds, and they're going to give the ball to Illinois Valley underneath their own basket.
Some contact might be an understatement.
Van Ostrand into Hines. Hines in the lane, puts a shot up and through. Kaitlyn Hines with 4 points in the second quarter, 23-12. Cross court to Daniels now. She was thinking of the three left wing. Got it out to Sammy Thompson, now to Boydston. Boydston standing in the circle at center court, now to Sammy. Back to Boydston, now to Clay outside the three-point line. Bounce pass to Sammy. Now to Boydston, into Clay, but it was tipped away by IVC's Kaitlyn Hines.
Coach Massey directing his girls from the bench. He's telling them he needs more movement. They're getting really stagnant. You can't get stagnant against the man-to-man. You know, it's one thing when you're playing a zone, but in this situation, the Streaks are seeing the man-to-man again. They got to start screening and moving.
Comes into Kelso. She'll take the three. No. In and out. Rebound. Clay, though, for Galesburg. Clay now dribbles the baseline. She tried to get it up, no good. And the rebound pulled down now by Jamie Mann of IVC. Ahead to Hines, and now back to Larson. Here comes Erica Larson, left to right with 4:40 to go second quarter. To Van Ostrand. She drives inside, puts a shot up, no good. The rebound tipped up, now still on the floor. And now we're going to have a whistle and a push going for the rebound. They're going to call this one on Eckhoff. Her first 15 foul on Illinois Valley Central. The Silver Streaks will have it. They're moving right to left, which is east to west here at Illinois Valley Central High School. Back now comes Galesburg. Sammy Thompson has it up top. And she has the ball tipped away by Jamie Mann. Mann's going to come back down, and Clay picks her pocket. But I think Clay stepped on the baseline. It's going to be IVC's ball.
She did, and I don't even think that Sabrina realized that she had knocked that ball away because she was kind of just running down to run interference to slow her up. And then all of a sudden, while she was running by her, the ball came out. And then she just tried to push it back towards the inbounds, but it was too late. She was already standing out of bounds.
Shayna Van Ostrand throws it in. Back to Van Ostrand now. She goes back cross court. Now this is Eckhoff. She tried to drive the baseline, got it back out to Larson. Larson now their point guard to Van Ostrand. Van Ostrand in the paint. Here's a running jumper put up by Mann, no good. The rebound comes out and is picked up by Boydston of Galesburg. Back come the Streaks now. Right side Daniels. Daniels will take the shot. Good! It's a two-pointer. Lexi Daniels has five. 25-12 Silver Streaks. And now we'll get a whistle here.
Did Boydston pass her that ball?
Yes.
Okay. That's five assists already for Kaitlyn Boydston, who hasn't taken a shot in the game. She has five assists, four steals, and a rebound.
They're going to call a foul on Clay. Her first. That's the eighth team foul. So we'll come back down to the east side of the court and going to the free throw line will be Erica Larson, who has 6 points in the game. She'll shoot the one in bonus here. Florine back in. Also in is Alyssa Carl. So it's Shaylee Florine, Alyssa Carl, Casey Williams, Raina Gully, and Lexi Daniels for the Silver Streaks. Here's Larson's free throw, and she missed it. The rebound's going to be picked up by Galesburg's Alyssa Carl. She gives it to Raina Gully, and here come the Streaks right to left.
Great box out by Alyssa Carl. She's got to do the little things when she's in there to earn her playing time. She did it right there, a wonderful box
out.
Nice
pick by Carl, too, as Gully gets away, drives the basket. All kinds of contact. Jamie Mann was all over Raina Gully. No whistle. They're letting them play, Eric.
Yes, they are. Well, it's pretty much when you go south of that volleyball end line, there's no fouls being called.
Gully will trigger it in underneath the Galesburg basket. Looking comes into Florine. Florine has the ball tipped away, but we will get a whistle here.
And I didn't think it was coming either. He was late on that whistle.
This one's...
And he's going to give her two shots, too.
This one's going to be against Jamie Mann, her first 6-team foul. Shaylee Florine, who's 2-for-2 from the line, will shoot two here, and she makes it.
3-for-3 now. Now in the season, she's 35 of 75.
Well, Massa usually doesn't talk about free throw shooting, but he talked about it after our game on Saturday. Florine misses the second one. The Streaks on Saturday were 10 of 20 in that game against Geneseo. That could have been the difference. Florine misses the second, 26 to 12 now. Galesburg, 3:30 to go second quarter. This is Erica Larson. Got a pass down now to Jamie Mann. Back out to Larson, who will take the three-pointer, no good. The rebound controlled by Carl, and Carl is able to grab the ball and we'll get a whistle here. They say it went off Carl.
Yeah, it went off her hand. She couldn't ever get a firm grasp on it.
Did a good job getting position there. She had the position. Van Ostrand will throw it in. Tried to get the alley-oop pass inbounds, but it was tipped away. Picked up now by Alexis Eckhoff. Eckhoff now tried to get on the left side. Now Williams goes down holding her left knee, and we'll get a whistle, and they'll stop play. Williams made a dive for that ball and hit her knee in the front court for IVC, and I think Williams is going to stay in. She's all right.
Yeah, but I think they got to take her out.
Yeah, they do take her out.
They have to take her out. If they stop the ball for her, I think they have to take her out. The trainer's going to come over now as she kind of limped off the court.
Kelso will come in for Casey Williams. We hope she's all right.
The boys mounting a massive comeback are within two at the half, 28-26, down two to Dunlap. Grant Gibson scored 7 straight points as part of the comeback.
Here it's a 26-12 Galesburg. Left side now. This is Shayna Von Ostrand. Gets it up top now to Eckhoff, who takes the three, no good. The rebound, Raina Gully for the Streaks. Gully brings it out herself now on the break. Ahead to Kelso. Alley-oop pass inside to Florine. Florine now, she gets tied up. We'll get a foul called on Jamie Mann.
And Coach Lowe's kind of beside himself. He can't believe that was called a foul, especially with how much contact they've let go inside.
Jay McDaniels of Pekin making the call. He's the referee. Florine will go to the free throw line. She has 7 points in the game for the Silver Streaks. We'll get a substitution as Jamie Mann goes out and Hallie Shirley comes in for Illinois Valley Central. Here's a free throw, and she missed. The rebound controlled by Van Ostrand. Shayna Van Ostrand brings it into the front court. Now to Larson. Erica Larson guarded by Gully. Streaks man-to-man defensively. Gets away. Larson drives inside. Got a bounce pass in the paint. Now back out. Here's the three-pointer left wing. It's going to be an air ball by Eckhoff. Pulled out of the air by the Silver Streaks. And pulled out of the air by Lexi Daniels. Daniels now to Gully. Bounce pass right side to Kelso. Kelso back up top to Florine with 2:20 to go second quarter. Now Gully hit hard, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here against Larson of IVC.
No, it's going to go against Shaylee. They're going to say she undercut Larson, and Shaylee was pleading her case to the officials, and they didn't want to hear about it. It definitely looked like Shaylee kind of stood there, but the official down on the baseline now said she got under her with her leg.
Second on Florine. That's the 8th, 9th team foul on the Silver Streaks. Full court pressure by Galesburg. Boydston, Daniels, Clay, Kelso, and Florine for the Streaks. Comes in the backcourt now. On the dribble, this is Demi Johnson. Throws a desperation pass center court and is picked up by Erica Larson. Larson crosses center court. Now works the right side. Got a bounce pass in the paint. Here's the shot up by Shirley. No good. The rebound, though, right back up. No good. by IVC, this time put up by Caitlin Hines. And now the rebound pulled down by Florine, and they're going to call a foul on Florine? Come on.
No, they're going to say she was out of bounds, I think.
Oh, okay, no foul.
I don't know. She got hit several times
there.
They're
hanging all over her.
Wow.
Bounce pass comes in now to Shirley on the left side. Now they'll go inside. Here's Shirley with a turnaround jumper, no good. The rebound controlled by Hines.
Oh, gosh. And this time, Clay got tied up with Hines, and they're going to say that Clay traveled because she went to the floor with the basketball as she was ripping it away from Hines, who was on top of her.
Well, maybe it's good that Galesburg gets in a game like this with the officiating like this, where they're not calling much. Comes in now to Maddie Horak, who's back in the game for Illinois Valley Central. Horak tried to get a pass on the right side to Demi Johnson, and Johnson was breaking the other way. Ball goes out of bounds into the Galesburg bench. Casey Williams is going to come back in, so looks like her knee is okay. Going out will be Lexi Daniels. So the Streaks will have Kaylin Boydston, Casey Williams, along with Haley Kelso, Sabrina Clay, and Shaylee Florine. Here's Boydston back to Florine. Florine now up top. Now to Clay with a minute 35 to go in the first half. We're in the second quarter, 26-12 Galesburg. Now out to Kelso. Pass was in front of her, but Williams was able to pick it up. Back to Boydston. They're in the man-to-man defense, IVC is. Right side Clay, now to Florine. Back out to Boydston. She's looking for the backdoor pass, couldn't find it. Got it to Kelso, but the ball went right through Kelso's legs out of bounds. Galesburg turns it over.
Well, Kelso's got to catch that, but we've talked about this season that the Streaks just do a poor job of delivering passes. The passes often come too low or off the mark, and that's exactly what happened there. It was just too low. You either got to bounce past that ball or get it up to about chest level for Haley to make a good catch and make a play with it.
Manny Horak on the right side to Rudolph, who puts his shot up no good. Great rebound by Casey Williams, but she got her pocket picked. Now Florine brings it down. Outlet pass to Boydston. Boy, battle under for the rebounds is really intense between these teams tonight. Well, Williams left side for the Streaks. Back out to Boydston, 48 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Boydston picks up her dribble, now gets it to Florine to Clay, and looks like they're going to run it down.
Well, they're going to try. Last time the...
No, they're not. Here's Florine. She'll put it up, and she's going to be fouled. They looked like they pulled it out, and then all of a sudden they went into the offense. Florine going down the right side of the lane, and she was fouled. The foul is going to be called against Hallie Shirley, her second. That's going to be the eighth team foul against Illinois Valley Central, and Florine will go back to the line. She's 3 for 5 from the line tonight.
After starting 3 for 3, she needs to hit one here. Get back on the positive side.
Free throw's perfect. No jinx for you, buddy. Gully comes in along with Daniels for Galesburg. Tina Wargo is a 6-foot freshman. She took over for Hallie Shirley. Hallie Shirley had a concussion during Christmas. Florine misses the second one. The rebound controlled by Hines. Outlet pass to Demi Johnson. Ahead now to Horak. Horak gets a bump on the left wing. Ball goes out of bounds, but they say it's off of Galesburg.
The inconsistency in the foul calling in this game just floors me, because we go from they call little things, then they won't call something for a while, and no matter how much contact there is.
27 seconds to go, second quarter. Comes into Maddie Horak. Horak dribbles all the way to the right side. Got the ball over to Candace Rudolph. She'll drive inside. Looked like a travel, but she came down with the ball, but no whistle. Now picked up by Gully. Back comes Galesburg to Daniels to Raina Gully. Now center court to Boydston with 10 seconds to go here in the second quarter. To Gully. She got hit twice, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here. Foul will be called against Candace Rudolph, her first 19 foul. Send Raina Gully to the free throw line for the 1-1. She's 0-for-2 from the free throw line in the game. She has not scored. 27-12 in favor of the Silver Streaks with 6.3 seconds to go in the second quarter. Gully averaging 3 points a game for the Silver Streaks. Free throw on the way and it's perfect.
That was one of those situations, Jim, where it almost looked like Rudolph was going to see how far she could go with hitting Gully, because the first couple times they got called.
Second is good. So after missing the first two, Gully makes 2-for-2, 5 seconds to go. Comes in now in the backcourt to Rudolph, 2 seconds to go. They won't get it over the timeline yet. Now we're going to have a whistle as the ball was knocked out of bounds, but they say it went off Galesburg. So Candace Rudolph, a 5'6 senior, in the backcourt will trigger it in again for Illinois Valley Central. She comes into Demi Johnson. Johnson got the shot up late. at the buzzer, and that's the end of the first half with the score. It's Galesburg 29, Illinois Valley Central 12. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Silver Streak's Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
I wear slippers. I think they're comfortable. And because they slip on so quickly, they're slippers, I can get to McDonald's to enjoy the dollar menu at breakfast. I can get a cup of freshly brewed premium roast coffee, a savory sausage burrito, maybe a sausage McMuffin, who knows? Two things for sure, though. I can count on getting them for just a dollar. And I'll be wearing slippers.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's dollar menu at participating McDonald's.
Life moves fast. Products and services that help you keep pace are a must. Like your Visa card through Gale Credit Union. The Visa Classic and the Visa Platinum cards allow you to purchase the things you need at a much lower annual percentage rate. Low to no annual fees. And you can make payments online or at the credit union. Saying goodbye to late fees or rate increases. Visit GaleCU.net for details. Or stop by Gale Credit Union on the corner of Henderson and Lovesey, Galesburg. Become a member.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
At the half, the Silver Streak girls lead Illinois Valley Central 29-12. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. That's Craddy Insurance. We came over here in a 2013 Nissan Altima. This is a Silver Streak car with a silver exterior and black interior. This car is still under warranty. It's one of those pre-owned cars. It's still under warranty, financing, everything for this car. It was a beautiful trip. I thought I'd never get here. This coming over here through Princeville, I mean, it was like Laura.
Yeah, no, there's not a good way here.
There isn't. And I thought, well, maybe I go through Bradford, but the MapQuest sent me down 74 to 78, and I didn't have the boys, Brad and Jim got the car with the navigation system. So, but I tell you, it was a great ride over. I listened to the Laser and FM 95 on the way over when WGIL faded out. So see Jeff Klink, Mike Schmidt, any of the fine folks at Galesburg Nissan. They're now located at 2080 North Henderson Street, right in front of the Sandburg Mall. They are providing all the vehicles for our road games on WGIL and on the Laser this year. Let's run down the scoring. First of all, for Illinois Valley Central, they're led in scoring by Erica Larson, who had 2 3-point baskets in the first quarter. She has 6 points on the game. Caitlin Hines has 2 baskets in the second quarter for 4 points. And Jamie Mann has 2 points with 2 free throws in the first quarter. That's the extent of the 12 points for Illinois Valley Central. For Galesburg, they have 2 players with 8. The first is Shaylee Florine, who has 8 points. All her points in the second quarter coming on free throws. She was 4 for 7 from the free throw line. She had 2 field goals in the first quarter. So 8 points for Florine. Sabrina Clay also with 8 points, with 3 baskets in the first quarter and a basket in the second quarter. All 2-point field goals for Clay. Casey Williams with 2 first quarter 3-pointers. She has 6 points in the game. And Lexi Daniels had a 3-pointer in the first quarter and then a 2-point basket in the second quarter. She has 5. Raina Gully with 2 for 4 from from the free throw line. She has 2 points in the game for the Silver Streaks. It was 19-8 Galesburg at the end of the first quarter. The Silver Streaks outscoring Illinois Valley Central 10-4 in the second quarter to lead it at the half 29-12. We'll take a break, and Eric will come back with his halftime statistics. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Fires happen, people slip and fall, and accidents occur. All these things can happen in your business, so it's vital to have the right business insurance coverage. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg. My business is to make sure yours is protected through Rock for Mutual with a customized policy, and in some cases we may be able to lower your current premiums. So to review your current policy or obtain a commercial insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me today at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Personal putting green, a heated 2.5 car garage, and a lower level that can serve as an office or a fifth bedroom. Make the 4-bedroom quad level on Dayton Drive in Galesburg a great place to call home. Another great house that's for sale by owner. Go to Galesburg.info, click on keyword FISBO for all the details.
The forecast from the Laser. Snow likely after midnight tonight, little or no accumulation with that, and a low of 28. For tomorrow, snow likely in the morning, then a chance of snow with patchy blowing snow in the afternoon. Accumulation up to about 1 inch and a high of 36, with temperatures falling into the 20s in the afternoon and wind gusts about 35 miles per hour. Before tomorrow night, cloudy and colder with a chance of snow in the evening and a low of 14. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 30 on Pure Rock, 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Bob and Tom mornings and Pure Rock all day on The Laser.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, you're listening to Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball on WSLR, The Laser in Galesburg. And let's go to Eric here, brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Well, other than turnovers, the Streaks are looking pretty good from the team stats standings. Streaks have turned it over 12 times, but they forced 12 turnovers. They're dominating the boards 27-10, including a 10-2 advantage on the O boards. The Gray Ghost, 2 of 16 from outside or inside the arc, 2 of 5 from downtown. That's good for 4 of 21 from the field in the game so far, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. The Streaks, on the other hand, 7 of 20 from inside the arc, 3 of 6 from distance, and 6 of 11 from the free throw line. And this is the first game in a while, Jim, that I think the Streaks have had more free throws, taken more free throws than the other team in any first half that we've had in a while. Looking at some of the additional stats in addition to the scoring that Jim gave you, leading the Grey Ghost in rebounding is Jamie Mann. She's got 4 rebounds for the Streaks. Some interesting notes. 7 rebounds for Sabrina Clay to go with her 8 points and a block. Shaylee Florine has 4 rebounds to go with her 8 points. And for the Silver Streaks, also 5 assists and 4 steals for Kaylin Boydson and a rebound, even though she hasn't scored.
I want to remind you that the sophomore game tonight was won by Galesburg, 54-45 over Illinois Valley Central. In that game, Galesburg had 3 players in double figures. Kylie Townsell, Kayla Townsell, and Opie Carter all had 12 points for the Galesburg sophomores tonight, and Ellen Junk scored 9 points. Mike Rux's sophomores are now 6-8 on the season. Don't forget, we'll be on the air on Thursday night as the Silver Streak girls will travel to Rock Island to play Alleman. That game at 7 o'clock on Thursday night. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with the pregame show from Alleman Catholic High School. And then, is this right, 10:30 in the morning?
Yes.
Next Saturday.
Yes.
I have to bring my coffee thermos for that.
No joke.
We're going to be at Morton.
And with how early you like to get to the games, we might just have to spend the night in Morton.
I have to go to Weight Watchers on Saturday. I don't know how I'm going to work that. Maybe get the car, go over to Weight Watchers, weigh in at the mall, and then head to Morton. So that game is at 10:30. We'll be on the air at 10:10 with the pregame show. It's Galesburg starting play in the Martin Luther King tournament against state-ranked Morton. They're going to be tough, huh?
Oh, yeah. They're tough every year we play them, but they're especially tough at their place. In fact, I think the last time the Streaks have played at the Potter Dome was when you and I did that game.
Maddie Boyer we interviewed.
Yep, Maddie Boyer had the big play at the end.
Yeah, she was great. She was a great interview that day. Maddie and Bailey is her sister, right?
Yep.
Maddie and Bailey Boyer. Yeah, I remember that day. Yeah, it was nice to talk to Jessica Howard the other day, too, before the Geneseo game. She's at Knox College now, and, boy, she sounds so grown up. I watched her when she was a freshman in my first year doing the games coming back in 2007. All right, well, we're ready to go. It's 29-12 in favor of Galesburg as we start the second quarter here at Illinois Valley Central. Galesburg will be moving from left to right. The Streaks in their traveling black uniforms with the silver streaks across the chest and the white numerals. IVC is in the white uniforms with Lady Ghosts across the chest. Boydston now has it for the Streaks at Galesburg inbounds it. Now to Florine, right side as they come out in the man-to-man. Here's a backdoor pass to Clay, but the ball was tipped away. It's going to be picked up by Alexis Eckhoff. Galesburg comes out with its original starting five. Van Ostrand now on the left side to Eckhoff. Eckhoff drives top of the key, now spins around on our pivot foot. Got it out to Erica Larson. Larson guarded by Boydston. Back out now to Van Ostrand. Van Ostrand drives inside, and we're going to have some contact, and a foul is going to be called here.
Well, there was some initial contact out by the free throw line by Haley that didn't go called, and then Van Ostrand carried the basketball. That didn't get called, and then she went inside, and finally there was a call as she got bumped on the interior.
They called a foul against Haley Kelso, her second first-team foul the second half. Who got that? I didn't even see it.
Jamie Mann.
Oh, so Jamie Mann gets the bucket from the right side, and it's 29-14, and now we're going to get a whistle here.
Well, Kaylin got some contact inside, no call. She tried to put the shot up. It looked like it went off the hands of Larson and out of bounds, but they're going to say it went off of her, off of Kaylin last. So they're saying nobody touched it.
Shayna Van Ostrand will trigger it in. Full court pressure by the Silver Streak. She tried to get a bounce pass into Eckhoff, but Clay kicked it out of bounds, so she'll try it again. Just underway in the second half. Go ahead,
Eric. Bad play by Van Ostrand there. She went and stood behind Sabrina Clay, and Sabrina just kicked that ball away once it came in.
Comes into Erica Larson. She's double-teamed, and now we're going to get a whistle here and a foul called.
Well, and Coach Massey not happy with the way the trap went right there, but I don't think that official had a very good view of that one. He's going to call this on Kaylin, and I think if anybody got contact, it might have been Casey up along the sideline.
Boydston's first second team foul. Now they get it over the 10-second line. Ahead to Hines. She'll go all the way down. Puts a shot up. No good. Rebound Florine for Galesburg. Outlet pass to Boydston. Boydston now ahead to Kelso. Kelso looks to Clay. Clay gets away inside. She puts a shot up, but it was blocked underneath by Jamie Mann. Now the ball goes out of bounds, and they're going to give the ball to Galesburg.
No,
it should.
Well, what happened was Casey got the rebound, and she just flung it in bounds. Unfortunately, there was nobody there, so it ended up just going towards the sideline and out of bounds.
It'll be triggered in bounds by Candace Rudolph of Illinois Valley Central. Rudolph for the Lady Ghost gets it into Erica Larson, and Larson comes on the attack right to left. Larson guarded by Boydston. Right side now to Rudolph. Rudolph one dribble. Now on the right wing to Mann. She takes the jumper, no good. The rebound goes on the floor. It's picked up by Florine. Outlet pass to Boydston. Boydston now brings it up herself with 6:30 to go here in the third quarter. Into Clay, but Clay's going to be fouled, and they're going to call the foul against Larson.
Yeah, that'll be her second. Oh, down in Dunlap, not too far from us, Jim. The boys have flipped the script. They're now on top, 39-37, 2:02 left to go in the third.
It'll be triggered in bounds now by Boydston. Boydston comes into Florine. Florine left-handed hook and score!
Wow.
Shaylee Florine with a left-handed hook shot in the paint. And it's 31-14 Streaks. Hines now on the right side. Got it to Eckhoff. Bounce pass back up top to Larson now. Larson looks now to Eckhoff. Eckhoff guarded by Boydston. Got away. Now stolen by Kelso. Kelso for the Streaks. Brings it back into the front court for Galesburg. Now holds up top of the key, left side Boydston. Boydston now with a dribble. She'll come out and reset the offense for the Silver Streaks. Boydston backs out. Now she's bumped into by Larson. The ball stolen. Erica Larson all the way down. Left-handed layup. No, she missed it. The rebound, Larson. Right back up. No. The rebound still fought for. Florine couldn't get her hand on it. It goes out of bounds. They're going to give it to Illinois Valley Central.
Well, a good job by Shaylee to hustle down the floor, and then she's able to get that rebound. She just didn't have her balance, so then she tried to throw it, and it was too late as she had already encroached upon the end line. And the officials have some miscommunication here, as one of the officials thought the ball was going the other way.
Candace Rudolph will throw it in for the Gregos. Gets it into Hines. Hines spins on her pivot foot, left-handed dribble, blocked by Florine. The ball, though, picked up underneath by Mann. She'll try to get it up. Oh, she walked, didn't she? Jump ball, he's going to call. Well, it looks like a walk. All right.
This is one of those, we don't know what we're going to call, we'll just call a jump ball.
That was wild there. That's Gary McDaniels of Peoria. It'll be triggered inbounds now by Candace Rudolph. Rudolph throws the ball in, got it into Hines. Now on the right side to Jamie Mann, who takes the shot. No good. Rebound Clay for the Streaks. Outlet pass to Gully. Here comes Raina Gully for Galesburg. Ahead on the break to Florine. She's not alone. Oh, she missed the layup. Ball comes right back to her, but she was stepping on the baseline as she got that rebound that was batted right at her.
Yeah, unfortunately, she hadn't reestablished herself, so then she tried to jump real quick and act as if she got it in the air, and the official was on to that plan.
Full court pressure by Galesburg. Comes into Eckhoff. She's double-teamed. Got it ahead to Larson. Over the timeline to Caitlin Hines. Hines will hold up. Left-handed jumper is good. Caitlin Hines with six. 31-16 Silver Streaks. 5:09 to go third quarter. Here's Raina Gully against Larson. Larson now goes down on her backside. Now to Gully. Gully now to Florine. Left side Kelso open for the three. Yes! Haley Kelso with the three-pointer from the left wing. Her first points of the game. Full court pressure by the Streaks, but they beat it. The half-court pass. Now the pull-up jumper. No good by Jamie Mann. The rebound Lexi Daniels for Galesburg. Back comes Kelso for the Silver Streaks. She'll take the pull-up jumper. Yes. Oh, boy, when Kelso feels it, watch out. She has five, and it's 36-16. The Streaks by 20, and now Kelso will commit the foul in the backcourt as she bodied up on Erica Larson.
Well, the one thing that the Streaks have got to realize about Erica Larson is she's flopping all over the floor. So if you get next to her, she's going to hit you and then act as if she just got hit by a truck. And that's what's happened just about every time Larson's brought the ball up the court against the Streaks defense.
Florine and Kelso go out. Lexi Daniels, Casey Williams back in. So it's Casey Williams, Raina Gully, Lexi Daniels. Sammy Thompson also in. Sabrina Clay for the Streaks. This is Erica Larson now for IBC. She's double-teamed in the trap, but she stepped on the sideline.
Second turnover of the half for the Gray Ghost. 14 now in the game.
Well, I tell you, this Mark Lowe is a big man.
Yes, he is.
Jeez. Left side now. This is Sammy Thompson. He's got a waist that's got to be about 30 inches. Right side now. They get it to Candace Rudolph in the corner. The ball was tipped away. And they're going to give it to them or us?
Yeah,
no, they're going to give it to us.
No, they're giving it to them. I don't know how.
I thought it went off Rudolph.
I think it did.
Comes into Eckhoff. Eckhoff now in the backcourt. She'll dribble all the way down court. Bounce pass on the left side. Shot up by Haley Shirley. Haley Shirley was partially blocked. Picked up by Gully. Back comes Galesburg. Here's Gully putting it up. Yes! Oh, Raina Gully with 4 points in the game. 38-16 in favor of the Streaks. We're going to get a full timeout called by IBC with 3:57 to go third quarter. Galesburg 38. IBC 16. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster, your hands grip tighter, your heart beats harder, and time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Bob and Tom mornings and pure rock all day on the Laser.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson on the Laser. We came over in a 2013 Nissan Altima from Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street. They're proud to be supplying all the cars for our road games. Well, the boys are what, tied up, you said?
Tied up, 39-all after three quarters of play. If you remember, the boys did beat Dunlap in the Taylorville tournament, and this is another heated affair. A good Dunlap team that I believe is in the regional as well.
Madison Ross is into the game for the Streaks. Pressure in the backcourt from her. And now we're going to get a 10-second call against Illinois Valley Central as Erica Larson couldn't get it over the timeline. And so Galesburg will get it back. It's Casey Williams, Sammy Thompson, Lexi Daniels, Madison Ross for the Silver Streaks, along with Raina Gully.
That was the most right-on call I think I've ever seen for a 10-second call because they inbounded at 3:57. He called it at 3:47.
And now we're going to get a foul here as Gully is getting pressure from Erica Larson. Larson picks up her third personal, second team foul on the Lady Ghosts. It'll be Shayna Von Ostrand who comes in. Their head coach, Mark Lowe, is in his second year here at IVC. He went to De La Salle in Chicago his freshman year and then moved to Topeka, Kansas. His mother remarried, and he went to Washburn Rural High School in Topeka, and they won the state championship when he was in high school. He graduated from Missouri Valley College in 1989. And as I said, he's a big man. Now Galesburg in the front court, left side Sammy Thompson. She'll drive the baseline, now has to come back out. Got pressure to Williams. She'll go inside, and we'll get a foul called here, and we'll get a charge called on Casey.
Yeah, Casey's got to just see what's happening there. The Grey Ghosts were trying to set the streaks up for that. Every time the streaks drove in, they tried to slide somebody in front of the dribble penetration, and Casey's got to see that and just pull up and take that short little jumper.
Back on the attack comes Maddie Horak. She's guarded in the backcourt by Lexi Daniels. Streaks have gone back man-to-man. Now they try to trap out front. They get it right down. EIMBC gets it right down to Caitlin Hines, who couldn't get the shot up. Now here's a shot from the top of the key by Larson. No good. The rebound goes out of bounds. And which way?
He's looking for help.
He's going to go.
And it's going to stay with the Grey Ghosts.
IVC. Boydston in, Gully out for Galesburg. So it's Thompson, Williams, Daniels, Gully, and Boydston for the Streaks. Comes out now to Horak. Horak right side against Lexi Daniels outside the three-point line. Bounce pass inside now to Shirley. Here's the jumper from the foul line. It's going to be good by Candace Rudolph. Rudolph's first of the game, makes it 38-18, Streaks by 20. Now Williams left wing out to Boydston. Boydston center court. On the left side, got it in the corner to Madison Ross. Ross now back out to Boydston, now to Williams. Williams drives the baseline. Out now to Thompson. Right side Daniels. She'll take the three-pointer, and it's good. Lexi Daniels with the three. That's her second of the ball game. She has 8 points on the game, and it's 41-18 Galesburg. Now almost dragging the pivot foot was Candace Rudolph, but she got it back out to Larson. Right side Van Ostrand. She'll drive the baseline. Lost the ball out of bounds, but they say it went off Galesburg.
Okay. Kelso Lingenfelter and Shaylee Florine into the for the Silver Streaks. Out Daniel, Sammy Thompson, and Casey Williams.
It'll be triggered inbounds now by Shayna Van Ostrand for IVC. She looks, gets a bounce pass into Horak, but Horak's bumped by Kelso, and Kelso just picked up her fourth personal.
Yeah, Haley, in a game that's more or less a blowout for the Silver Streaks, might be able to foul out of this one. So that's her fourth.
That's a fifth team foul against the Streaks. 41-18 Galesburg. Shayna Von Ostrand again for Galesburg will throw it in. Comes in. Here's the shot. Rudolph from the top of the key. No good. The rebound pulled down by Shirley. It was knocked away from her. Picked up by Larson who will put it up. And we'll get a whistle and a foul called here, I think, on Madison Ross.
No, it gets Larson.
Call on Larson. Offensive foul. That's her fourth. Third team foul against IVC.
And Coach Lowe, not happy with that call, as he's still having a discussion with the official.
He didn't like that. He's bending Jerry McDaniel's ear. Back come the Streaks left to right. Lingenfelter now. She's going to take the 15-footer. Bingo! Katie Lingenfelter knows what to do when you get a whiff of play. Come off the bench and let it fly. She has 2 points. 43-18 Streaks. Minute 45 to go third quarter. This is Shayna Van Ostrand for Illinois Valley Central. On the right side, now goes back out foul line right. Got a top of the key to Larson, who'll take the three, no good. The rebound's going to be tipped away underneath. Boy, I tell you, Madison Ross was there for the rebound, but somebody came at the last minute and knocked it away. Now the ball goes out of bounds. We'll get some substitutions for the Lady Ghosts.
Well, it was Rudolph. She did a nice job. She had come flying in and went to the ground, got up, and then she went and saw that ball coming down. She tipped it right away. Madison's got to be a little stronger with that basketball and rip that rebound in.
In the front court now, Maddie Horak gets it in to Candace Rudolph with a minute 26 to go here in the third quarter. Right side now to Demi Johnson. Johnson tried to get a bounce pass into Hines. It was tipped away, but Hines got it. Johnson got it. Takes the jumper. No good. Boydston picked it up, and we're going to get a whistle here.
And it's going to be a foul on Johnson.
So Demi Johnson picks up her first personal, fourth team foul. Back comes Galesburg left to right, which is west to east. Here comes Boydston. Boydston now brings it up all the way down, holds up left side. Now to Florine, who takes the jumper. Boy, she got hit on the arm by Shirley, no whistle. And now we will get a foul. They're going to call it on Florine going for the rebound. Her third, sixth team foul. Wow. It'll be thrown inbounds by Candace Rudolph. I don't know about the officiating. It's just strange.
Yeah.
Comes into Horak now.
Well, it hasn't been good for either side.
No.
We'll put it that way.
Horak now at center court, guarded by Boydston. We're under a minute. Bounce pass on the right side to Johnson. Johnson has it knocked away by Boydston again. Gets it back. Demi Johnson tried to get a bounce pass inside, but it was tipped away. Ball goes on the floor. Shirley trying to get it. Now picked up by Rudolph for IVC. She goes in the lane now to Johnson. Back up now to Rudolph, who takes a 15-footer. No good. The rebound right back up. No good by Hines. Now back up again. No good by Rudolph. And let's see, it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Galesburg can't buy a defensive rebound.
Well, right there, Madison Ross had position on two of those rebounds. She's just got to back up. She's got to use her rear end and push the offensive player out of there so she can get a clean rebound. It looked like possibly Hines was over the back as well, but still.
Johnson gets it into Horak. Here's the 15-footer around and through by Hallie Shirley. Shirley's first of the game, 43-20, 19 seconds to go, third quarter. Boydston for the streaks. The Galesburg leads by 23. Now to Florine to Boydston with 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Lingefelder, will take the three, no good. The rebound's going to be picked up, and now on the floor, Johnson had it, but there was a bump there, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul called here against the streaks.
You know, if you're not going to blow the whistle, 3.1 seconds left to go in the third quarter of a 23-point streak advantage would be the time.
Casey Williams picks up her fourth, seventh team foul.
Yeah, you'd have to imagine that Haley and Casey don't have much longer to play in this one. They both have four fouls, unless IVC puts it together a big comeback in the fourth.
Demi Johnson misses the free throw. IVC gets the rebound. Now Florine pulls the rebound down at the buzzer as she was battling underneath with Caitlin Hines, and that's the end of the third quarter with the score. It's Galesburg 43, Illinois Valley Central 20. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL, or on the Laser, 92.7 FM.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Covenant Church, Western Illinois Nature Group, and the First Lutheran Church Food Pantry all received $100 from Hometown Hundreds, courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Your favorite charity can win, too. For details, just visit Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Bob and Tom Mornings and Pure Rock all day on the Laser.
Galesburg's ball to start the fourth quarter. The streaks lead at 43-20. Raina Gully has it outside the three-point line. Here's Haley Kelso with the three top of the key. No good. The
Silver
rebound
streaks,
comes back and is put back up by Galesburg's Macy Steck, who's in the game. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Demi Johnson. She'll bring it out herself for IVC. Gets it on the right side to Maddie Horak. Horak drives the right corner. Tried to get it back out and did, but we're going to have a whistle and a travel called here against Hallie Shirley.
Yeah, I was surprised it took that long. She just kind of put the ball under her arm and ran with it a couple steps.
Lissa Carl, Raina Gully, Haley Kelso, Sabrina Clay, and Macy Steck in the game for the Silver Streaks. Clay now got it up top, not a Gully, not a Kelso. Kelso's going to take the three-point shot, no good. The ball goes up over the backboard and hits the support wires and back. It'll be Illinois Valley Central's ball.
Not going to be one of Haley's favorite, Jim. She's now 2 of 9 shooting in the game here tonight.
She was hot there for a while, right?
Yeah, she hit a couple straight, but those are the only couple she's hit.
Back comes Illinois Valley Central. Horak now comes over the timeline. Top of the key, right side. Got the ball to Candace Rudolph. Inside now to Shirley. Shirley with the left-handed hook, no good. Got her own rebound right back up. No, the rebound this time, Raina Gully. Little Raina Gully, 5'5" inside, grabs the rebound for Galesburg. Now into Clay. Clay tries to back in and does and puts it up and through. Sabrina Clay with 10 points, 45-20 streaks. Back on the attack, Candace Rudolph all the way down, puts it up, no good. Rebound Clay, but we're going to have a foul on her back. Was Hallie Shirley, and Shirley's going to be charged with a personal or third 15 foul against Illinois Valley Central.
Well, Haley's 2 of 9 tonight from in this gym. Last year, 3 of 9, but they were all three-pointers, so she ended with 9 points.
Back comes Raina Gully on the attack for the Silver Streaks to Alyssa Carl. Carl got bumped up top by Hines. No whistle there, not a Clay. Right side to Gully. Gully now looking, gets it to Steck. Macy Steck, now to Kelso. 6:26 to go in the ball game. Now to Clay. Clay in the paint's going to put the shot up partially blocked. Going to go out of bounds. They'll say it's Galesburg's ball.
Yeah, and Clay just turning right into the defense there. And usually she gets that one to go. That time, a good defense by Shirley got her hands all over that basketball.
Haley Kelso out. Katie Lingenfelder back in for the Streaks. Lingenfelder getting a basket in the ball game. Galesburg's ball. It comes in left side. Macy Steck will take the three. No, it's short. Boy, it looked good. Big arc on that ball. The rebound controlled by Alexis Eckhoff. Eckhoff on the left side, now to Demi Johnson. Back up top to Rudolph. She'll take the jumper. Yes, it's a three-pointer.
That was actually Hines.
Or Hines?
Yep.
It was 25.
Mm-hmm.
So Hines with the three-pointer.
And we're going to get a foul.
A foul call. There's Gully across the center court. Maddie Horak committing the personal, her second. That'll be the sixth team foul against the Lady Ghosts.
Yeah, I think some of the IVC fans wanted a foul right there on Raina Gully because she flying up the floor, but it was the right call right there, and her dad gave her thumbs up.
It'll be triggered inbounds by Lingenfelder. Comes into Gully in the backcourt with 5:57 to go in the game. 45-23 Galesburg. On the high post, they get the ball to Alyssa Carl. Right side, not a Gully. Man-to-man defense as Horak's on her. Here's the three-pointer. Steck air ball. The rebound's going to go out of bounds. Well, Lingenfelder wanted to save it.
She did. She just kept going farther and farther towards the wall, and finally Katie decided there's no way she was going to be able to save that back in.
Half-court pass now to Eckhoff. Alexis Eckhoff brings it down, dribbles right across the foul line to Van Ostrand up top. She looks right side to Johnson. Demi Johnson will take the three right wing. No good. The rebound controlled by Van Ostrand. She drives the paint. Now a bounce pass left side to Eckhoff, who takes the three from the left wing. No good. The rebound out to Maddie Horak. Now back to Johnson. Johnson spins, puts an off-balance shot up. No good. The rebound Clay for the Streaks to Gully. Here comes Raina Gully now. She's getting pressure in the backcourt from Maddie Horak. Galesburg into the front court. Now back up top to Alyssa Carl. Carl with her own dribble drives the foul line to Clay right side. Now gets the ball to Gully. Gully's going to drive the lane, shovels it off left wing to Lingenfelder. She'll take the jumper good. Katie Lingenfelder just inside the three-point line on the left wing, and it's 47-23 Silver Streaks. Gully with pressure now in the backcourt against Maddie Horak. Got it ahead to Shayna Van Ostrand. Van Ostrand back out to Horak, top of the key. Bounce pass in the paint, turnaround jumper, Hines off the glass and through. Caitlin Hines now with 11 points in the game, 47-25 Silver Streaks. Galesburg back into the front court, 4:30 to go in the game. Right side now to Clay, back up top to Alyssa Carl. Carl drives the lane, got it out to Steck, back up top to Gully. Gully now calls the play. She'll back out. Man-to-man defense by IVC. To Clay, she got pressure from Hines, and Hines just runs right into Sabrina Clay and knocks her out of bounds, and Hines will pick up her second foul.
Well, Hines knew right there that if she didn't do something, she was going to get burned, so she just ran right into Sabrina. And now into the game for the Silver Streaks, Megan Gugliotta in, Jordan Kohler in, and somebody... Actually, Megan Gugliotta is waiting to come in for Sabrina Clay. Emily Weaver has entered the game. Sabrina's going to get possibly two free throws here, at least one.
Taylor Nyes also comes in. Hines goes out. Boy, Hines has battled both with Floreed and Clay in this one tonight. Sabrina Clay hasn't shot a free throw in the game. She's a 62% shooter on the year.
Steck into the game for Raina Gulley, and Clay successful on her first. She'll get a second, contrary to what most of the players on the floor believe.
Sabrina Clay with 11 points. Massey up now. He's going to bring Emily Weaver over along with Alyssa Carl, and they're going to talk about what they're going to do.
I don't know if
Weaver thinks it's funny, I'll tell you that.
Well, Massey was laughing too, and Carl just kind of shook her head.
So Gugliotta now will come in. So Weaver's in, Gugliotta's in. Alyssa Carl for the Streaks along with Macy Steck for Galesburg. IVC has it with 4:07 to go in the game. Here's the jumper from the paint by Alexis Eckhoff is good. Eckhoff's first of the game, 49-27 Galesburg. Back come the Silver Streaks now. Alyssa Carl, left side dribble, looks for Jordan Kohler. Instead comes back up top and got the ball to Megan Gugliotta. Now to Steck. Steck works on the right side. She's guarded by Johnson. Now to Carl, is tipped away from her. Stolen, is going to be picked up by Taylor Nyes, center court. She couldn't hold on to the ball, and we're going to get an over and back.
IVC. She threw it into the backcourt. She didn't. I don't think she realized where she was on the floor because she threw that one back towards the girls in the backcourt, and that was that.
Mark Lowe still coaching. He's barking at Jay McDaniels.
Well, he thought there should have been a foul there with everybody laying on the floor together.
Ball thrown inbounds by Jordan Kohler. Comes all the way cross. Bad pass picked up by Shayna Van Ostrand. She comes all the way back down. Looked like she walked, but no whistle. Van Ostrand puts it up. And it's 49-29. Now in the backcourt, tipped away, but Weaver picks it up. Weaver comes back, holds up her dribble in the front court. She was double-teamed, but was able to pick up her dribble. Left side now to Jordan Kohler. Kohler with the dribble. She'll drive all the way to the basket, loses the ball as she was tripped up, going down the paint by Demi Johnson. No whistle. It'll go over to IVC.
Well, things ended as well as they began for the Streaks down in Dunlap. They lose 57-44, Dunlap went on a 22-5 run after the Streaks took a 39-35 lead late in the third quarter.
57-44, the final?
Yep.
Wow. Now here's the jumper left side by Knees, no good. The rebound's going to come all the way out, go out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's ball.
So the Streaks fall to 13-5 on the season. Dunlap improves to 11-4. And, again, that's a team they could see a third time, I believe, at the regional.
Where's that regional at, do we know?
Geneseo.
Okay, both of them
yep.
are there.
And this one's going to go out of bounds. And I thought this was clearly off of Jordan
Kohler. They're going to change it. They're going to change it. Yeah.
Two-thirds of the Brotherhood had the call wrong. The one on the far side of the floor finally corrects the call.
Jordan Kohler thought it was off her, too.
It was clearly off her. I couldn't believe they missed it.
Jay McDaniels finally got it right from the other side of the floor. He's on our side, which is the south side of the court. Now Knees has it on the left side to Maddie Horak. Horak now one dribble back up top to Demi Johnson, who takes the three, no good. To Knees, who puts it up, no. The rebound, Van Ostrand up, no. Gets her own rebound again, puts it up, yes. Shayna Van Ostrand has four. 49-31 in favor of Galesburg. Here comes Jordan Kohler. Dribbles between two girls. All the way to the basket. Puts it up no good, and she's going to be fouled. So Kohler's going to go to the line. Boy, Kohler with a nice drive. Two nice drives in this fourth quarter. The personal foul is going to go against Taylor Knees. She's a 5'6 junior. That's her first, the 18 foul. Jordan Kohler at the free throw line. She's 1-for-3 from the line this year. Eyes it up here. It is perfect. Jordan Kohler, a 5'6 junior, Kohler. 50-31 Streaks. She missed the second one. The rebound's going to go off Knees out of bounds, and it'll be Galesburg's ball. Knees was battling with Galesburg's Alyssa Carl for the rebound.
Yeah, Alyssa, nice hustle there. Was able to get in there and at least cause havoc.
Weaver will throw it in for Galesburg, looking. Now comes in right side Macy Steck. Steck thought about the three. Out to Kohler now with 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Right side to Gugliotta. Gugliotta bounced pass, tried to get it back up top to Carl. It was tipped away and stolen, and now picked up by Horak in the backcourt. She got it ahead, but we'll get a whistle and a foul called here.
Yeah, well, Horak had already taken four steps there, and there was no call, so But they're going to call the hold on the Silver Streaks, and this one's going to go against Macy Steck. It'll put Horak to the line. This is her first trip. Actually, fifth trip to the line all game for the IBC Grey Ghosts, and she misses.
Eighth team foul. Rebound controlled by, we're going to held ball is coming down on the, Gugliotta came down with Van Ostrand, Gugliotta for the Streaks. We're going to held ball, and it'll be IBC's ball on the alternating possession. We're going to get a timeout called. There's timeout on the floor with 2:07 to go in the ball game. And this full?
It is full.
It's Galesburg 50 and IBC 31. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Bob and Tom mornings and pure rock all day on the Laser.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson want to remind you that we'll be on the air Thursday night at 6:40 from Alleman Catholic. It'll be Galesburg against the Alleman Pioneers on WGIL AM 1400. Here it's Galesburg Girls 50 and Illinois Valley Central 31. It'll be triggered inbounds now by Demi Johnson. Comes into Van Ostrand, now to Taylor Neese. IBC in the front court. Now Johnson wanted to take the three. Instead comes back up to Horak. She goes in the lane, Van Ostrand, who puts the shot up. No good. The rebound, Van Ostrand, and now we'll get a whistle on the rebound. I think they're going to Gugliotta for this one.
Well, the streaks have to box out, and Van Ostrand just continues to burn them on the boards. That's actually her fifth offensive rebound of the game. She's got seven rebounds in the game. And, you know, you've got to do the little things. And we talked about it in the first half when Alyssa Carl was in there in the first quarter. One of the nice things she did was she had a great box out, which led to her getting a rebound. And that's the kind of things that you got to do when you get this limited playing time.
Shayna Van Ostrand, she is a 5'9 junior. She had three threes in the game against Kewanee. Second one is good. She has 5 points. Illinois Valley Central. Galesburg will trigger it inbounds in the backcourt. Full court pressure. They get it ahead to Steck as Carl throws it to her. And now we'll get a whistle and a push called, I think, on Macy Steck.
I don't think Macy was anywhere near her, so I don't know where... Wow, that looked like a pretty clean steal, and Macy was back, and it was just, I think, that knees was, her momentum was taking her towards the sideline.
Steck's second 10th team foul.
So double bonus time, and knees is going to go to the free throw line. We only have a 150 in the never-ending game.
Free throw's good. Well, you're right, this fourth quarter seems interminable. Man.
The whole game has been.
It's like War and Peace, man. Here we go, second one missed. The rebound controlled by Galesburg, picked up by the Silver Streaks, and pulled out of there by Jordan Kohler. Kohler gets it in the backcourt to Weaver. Now Weaver will come up against Larson. Weaver picks up her dribble in front of the scorer's table here on the near side. Got a bounce pass out center court to Alyssa Carl. Pressure now by Horak on the left side to Kohler. Kohler gets away, drives the basket, left-handed layup, no, she missed it. The rebound controlled by Eckhoff for IVC. She brings it out herself with a minute 23 to go in the ballgame. Back up top now to Maddie Horak. Horak now on the near side to Demi Johnson. Back out to Horak between the circles. They'll set it up. Kohler is guarding Horak. On the near side now to Eckhoff. Eckhoff being guarded by Gugliotta. Here's Demi Johnson drives the lane. Got through, put it up, no good. The rebound controlled by Erica Larson, and she tried to get it out, and the ball was tipped away out of bounds. We'll get a substitution. Candace Rudolph back in, and Erica Larson out for IVC. It'll be Illinois Valley Central's ball here on the near side in front of their bench. Demi Johnson will toss it in, and then she tried to get it in to Neese. Neese was breaking the other way, but luckily for IVC, Maddie Horak picked it up. Horak on the right side to Johnson. Demi Johnson flings it up in the lane, no good. The rebound controlled by the Streaks, Alyssa Carl. Carl, though, threw it away, trying to get the outlet pass out to Weaver, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here, I think, against Emily Weaver.
might as well, right?
Emily Weaver's first. It'll send the IBC to the line. Maddie Horak, who's 0 for 1 from the free throw line, will shoot two here. She's a 5'2 junior for Mark Lowe's Grey Ghosts.
Coach Massey questioning the foul call there.
Massey giving Gary McDaniels of Peoria an earful, but he's got a smile on his face. Second one around, no good. The rebound put right back up, no good by Candace Rudolph, and now pulled down by Galesburg's Alyssa Carl. See if the Streets can get it down court. Weaver now in the backcourt with 38 seconds to go in the ballgame. Galesburg 50 and IBC 34. Now pass to Rudolph is intercepted by Rudolph, and Rudolph brings it down. She misses the layup. Horak puts it up, no good. The rebound fought for in the lane goes down on the floor, and we'll get a held ball here between Gugliotta and Alexis Eckhoff of IBC. Gugliotta for the Streaks, and it'll be Streaks ball on the alternating possession. This is certainly the ugliest game we've seen this year.
It just keeps getting uglier and uglier, Jim. It'd be nice if they just let this thing end. I almost feel like these officials are getting paid by the hour as opposed to the game.
Weaver now to Kohler. Jordan Kohler.
Streak still not across half court.
The Weaver. Weaver crosses center court. She gets bumped by Candace Rudolph, who knocks the ball away from Weaver. But it'll be Galesburg's ball right here at center court in front of the scorer's table. And now Jordan Kohler will come over and throw it in for the Silver Streaks with 14.8 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 50-34 Streaks. Weaver breaks away. Now picks up her dribble at the foul end. She's going to get tied up by Rudolph. And so we'll get a whistle here, and on the alternating possession, it'll go back to Illinois Valley Central.
Do you think they get a bonus if they keep us here till 9?
God. Taylor Neese will trigger it into the backcourt, into Maddie Horak, and Horak will come on the attack right to left. Just think, we get to see this team again.
Yeah, possibly.
And now at the buzzer, here's a three-pointer. It's going to be good off the glass by Alexis Eckhoff to end the game. The final score will read the Galesburg Silver Streaks 50. The Illinois Valley Central Grey Ghosts 37. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Altogether better. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIO.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked out from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Army.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country while you work or attend college. In return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
National Guard, aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
Insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Craddy Insurance, your local Rocker Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Craddy. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rocker Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options. Happy New Year from all of us at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. Power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Forecast from the Laser. Snow likely after midnight tonight. Little or no accumulation. with that and a low of 28. For tomorrow, snow likely in the morning, then a chance of snow with patchy blowing snow in the afternoon. Accumulation up to about 1 inch and a high of 36, with temperatures falling into the 20s in the afternoon and wind gusts about 35 miles per hour. Before tomorrow night, cloudy and colder with a chance of snow in the evening and a low of 14. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 30 on Pure Rock, 92.7 FM, The Laser.
With final stats, the day's auto body crunch time player of the game and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Our postgame final stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. For all your sporting goods needs, there's nobody like Breedlove's. The varsity final, Galesburg wins their 12th game of the season as the Silver Streaks beat Illinois Valley Central 50-37 tonight. That's the final score, 50-37. Galesburg outscored 17-7 in the fourth quarter, but this game was over. It was 43-20. At the end of the third quarter. Let's run down the scoring. Caitlin Hines led Illinois Valley Central scoring. She had 11 points in the game, 6 points for Erica Larson, 5 points in the game for Alexis Eckhoff. Shayna Van Ostrand also had 5 points for IVC, 4 points for Jamie Mann, 2 points in the ball game for Hallie Shirley, 2 points for Candace Rudolph, 1 point for Maddie Horak, and 1 point in the game for Taylor Nyes. For the Silver Streaks, they were led in scoring by Sabrina Cleo at 12 points tonight for the Silver Streaks. Shaylee Florine also in double figures. She had 10. Florine really didn't play much in the fourth quarter. Clay played a little bit. She had 4 fourth-quarter points. 8 points in the game for Lexi Daniels. She had 2 three-pointers for the Silver Streaks. 6 points in the game for Casey Williams, who had 2 three-pointers in the first quarter. 4 points for Raina Gully. 4 points for Katie Lingenfelder in the game for the Streaks. 6 points for Casey Williams. I think I said that Jordan Kohler had 1 point from the free throw line. It was 19-8 Galesburg at the end of the first quarter. The Streaks outscoring Illinois Valley Central 10-4 in the second quarter to lead it at the half 29-12. Then Galesburg outscored Illinois Valley Central 14-8 in the third quarter to lead it 43-20. And the Silver Streaks outscored 17-7 in the fourth quarter. Galesburg leads it or wins it by the score of 50-37. Our interview with head coach Evan Massey brought to you on WGIL by McDonald's. I'm loving it. McDonald's with 2 locations in Galesburg on North Henderson Street and on East Main. I'm with Evan Massey, the head coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Coach, a game that was a little bit ragged at times, but a game that you had to have and you got it.
Yeah, I thought our kids, a game like
wait a
this.
Wait a minute. Let me get the microphone.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
Try that. Go ahead.
Am I going to get electrocuted here?
I don't think so.
We're okay.
Is the wireless working?
It should be.
I'm okay?
Yep.
Okay. That's the trouble. You get an English teacher trying to do electronics and stuff. Next thing you know,
only a shop teacher, right?
I better hope my wife's got the life insurance paid up.
Okay.
It's nice to have an opportunity to get more kids playing, get some kids into the game earlier than they're used to, because there's times that you may need them, and they need to have the opportunity also. So it was positive in that way.
The officiating in the game was just, I thought, strange. I don't know. What did you think?
Yeah, it was. It's unfortunate that, the McDaniels brothers, of one of them has reffed 30 years and the other 34 years, and they're, very good officials. But for whatever the reason was tonight, it was decided that it was going to be a physical contest, and it was. And what happened is, I think, then IBC, I think they became very frustrated in having to deal with it. And so it got ugly, different times. And I'm sure their kids and our kids don't like each other much after the game.
Well, it looked like that Florine and Hines were really battling inside, and then Clay was battling with Hines in the game too. I mean, and they were letting them play inside. And then some of these fouls that they called outside were just strange, but there was nothing really called in the paint.
Yeah, for our kids that were trying to get them to quit fouling, this was like, you know, I said to, I think it was Casey, in the one point in the first half, she'd gotten two fouls already, and I said, this tells you what good foulers we are, that this is a game they aren't calling fouls, and you've already got two fouls in it. It made for frustration with the kids, but maybe you learn, maybe a little bit of composure, because it certainly wasn't a case that, that the officiating was favorable one way or the other way.
Right.
It just was
different.
Yep, you got it.
And maybe that's a good thing, right?
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, Coach, talk a little bit about Kaylin Boydston. She seemed to be a spark plug there in the first half. She didn't score in the game, but she had 6 assists and 4 steals in the game.
She does a good job as far as pressure, and so this was a game where we're able to go in the full court and do a lot of pressure. So this is a game that's good for her, of getting out in the open, got a lot of steals and things. I think sometimes you forget, like with Raina as a freshman and Kaylin as a sophomore, that here they are, virtually both of them, they're the regular point guards playing all the time, but so you'd think, it's easy as far as confidence and level and stuff, but it's something, everything they can get to help build their confidence they need.
Alleman has gotten better, and hopefully you've gotten better. What about playing Alleman on Thursday night?
It'll be a challenge for us. That's for sure. That they took it to us the first time, and so what we've got to go and. Will tomorrow and on Wednesday prepare some, but they're tough to play because they're fundamentally so sound. They don't beat themselves, and the big issue with them is that they just dominated us at the foul line the last time. So we've got to get an ability to not get them to the foul line and get ourselves there.
Coach, thanks for being with us, and have a safe trip back home.
Okay, thank you.
Evan Massey, the head coach of the Silver Streaks. Our interview with Coach Massey brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. We got to take a break, don't we? And come back with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and Eric Gibson's final stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you. And you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Bob and Tom mornings and pure rock all day on the Laser.
We came over tonight in a 2013 Nissan Altima, silver with black interior. It's a Silver Streak car. It's on special now at Galesburg Nissan, located at 2080 North Henderson Street. This is one of those pre-owned cream puffs that's still under warranty. So stop in, see Jeff Klink, Mike Schmidt, any of the great folks at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of the Sandberg Mall, providing all the cars for our broadcast when we go on the road. Eric Gibson stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Here is the man himself.
Well, the team stats are going to look a little skewed, just like that final score does, Jim, because the Streaks turned the ball over 25 times, but included in that were nine fourth quarter turnovers. So, if you think about just the end of regular three quarters, they only had 16 turnovers through three, but nine in there in the fourth. So 25 turnovers. They only forced 18 in the game. Streaks also rebounded the Lady Grey Ghosts 47-36, but were out rebounded in the second half 26-20. Offensive rebounds in favor of the Grey Ghosts, though, 20-14 over the Silver Streaks. Grey Ghosts 10 of 50 from inside the arc, 4 of 14 from distance. It's good for 22% overall from the field, 5 of 12 from the free throw line. The Streaks, on the other hand, 13 of 33 from inside the arc, 5 of 13 from long range, 9 of 15 from the stripe. So the Streaks shot at 39% from the field. And looking at the individual stats, in addition to the points that Jim already gave you, leading the way for the Grey Ghosts rebounding the basketball was Shayna Van Ostrand with 7 rebounds, including 5 offensive rebounds to go with her 5 points. On the other hand, the Streaks were led in rebounding by Sabrina Clay. She had 9 rebounds to go along with her 12 points and 2 blocks. Shaylee Florine added 8 rebounds to go with her 10 points, block, and assist. And Kaylin Boydson, 6 assists in the game, 4 steals, and 2 rebounds, even though she didn't break the scoring column.
And the Streaks shot, what, 15 free throws to 12 for them? Is that right?
Yeah, that's the first time in a few games that they've shot the other team from the free throw line.
We've got to pick a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and we'll do that. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. We'll be back with our Crunch Time Player of the Game in a moment. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Hey, I'm hitting McDonald's for a coffee run. How do you take your coffee?
With an Egg White Delight McMuffin.
You take your coffee with an Egg White Delight.
What's coffee without breakfast?
Right. Okay, how about you, Joe?
One cream, one sugar, one Egg White Delight.
Uh-huh. John?
Black.
So you don't want an Egg White Delight?
No.
I want 2 of them.
McDonald's McCafe Coffee and the Egg White Delight McMuffin are great apart, but amazing together. So, how do you take yours? McCafe, proud to serve the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams at participating McDonald's.
Bob and Tom Mornings and Pure Rock all day on the Laser.
Are going to pick a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. And our Crunch Time Player of the Game is?
Well, Jim, we looked for crunch time in this game. The crunch time was in the first quarter. The Streaks jumped out to a 12-0 run and were helped greatly by Kaylin Boydston. She ended the game. Although she didn't crack the scoring column, she had 6 assists, including 4 first-quarter assists, 4 steals, mostly, I think all of them in the first quarter, and then 2 rebounds as well. So a good first opening period for Kaylin, and she is going to be our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
So we hope you'll join us on Thursday night. We'll be at Alleman Catholic for a 7 o'clock tip-off, 6:40 pregame show. It'll be Alleman and Galesburg, and then the Streaks will play on Saturday morning at Morton. That game will start at 10:30 with a 10:10 pregame. The sophomores were victorious tonight over Illinois Valley Central, 54-45. In that game, Kylie and Kayla Townsell, identical twins, and 2 guards had 12 points. Opie Carter had 12, and Ellen Junk 9 for the Galesburg Softs. Galesburg Softs now 6-8 on the season. Our thanks to Brian Prescott back at the Galesburg Radio Center at East Simmons Street in Galesburg for spinning the dials for our ball game tonight. The final again, the varsity final, it was Galesburg winning its 12th game of the season. The Silver Streaks 50 and Illinois Valley Central 37. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. So long from Chillicothe.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.